Daf Hey Amud Aleph. We'll begin Dalet Amud Bey, 6 lines from the bottom, the 2 dots. Amr v'lozer ba'avina godol mashen emr b'michol. The nevuah that's mentioned by Michal is greater, yoyser mimashen emr b'gavriel. It's greater than was mentioned by Gavriel Malach. Di'ilu b'michol k'siv v'alayach min asrofim. It says that the one of the srofim flew to me with one swoop. It's one lotion of Vayoev. The Ilu Gabi Gabriel, Xi Vayish Gabriel, Ashera Yisi, Bechazoin, Betchila, Mua Poev. It says they're a double lotion. So it's with two flights. By Michal, it's with one flight. And here, it's by Gabriel, it's with two flights. So it's greater than it was able to be done in one swoop, and then it's greater than it was mentioned if it has to be done in two. My mashm the hayechan michol who, so the pasuk that it says that it says echa min esrof, that it's michol. How do we know that that's a reference to michol? Amar of yoyechan and also echad ech. We have a gzeres shava echad ech ksiv hacha vayoyef alai echad min hasrof. Over here it says one of the srof. It says echad. It says the loshen vel ksiv hasam vinei michol echad hasorim harishonim bo lazreini. So it says the word echad. The echad is a reference to michol, and as the marshab speaks out, michol is chesed, so it's done directly without interruption. But Gabriel is a malach of din, so a malach of din, it pauses, it interrupts the flight. It doesn't come directly, in order to give a chance to be chesed b'tshuva. Tana Michal ba'achas with one swoop. Gavriel b'shtayim Eliyahu ba'arbo. Malach ha'mavis b'shmeina. It pauses more delays. O b'shas ha'magefa. However, Rachman Islan, in time of magefa ba'achas, it comes directly. Omar of Yeshua ben Levi afal pisha koron krishma beis kenes. Even though a person recited krishma and shul by mariv mitzvah l'kreis al mitos, it's still a mitzvah to say krishma l'mita. Amar of Yosi Maikro, where do we see this in the pasuk? The pasuk says rigzu va'al techato imru bilvavchem al mishchavchem v'doim v'sela. So it says imru bil milvavchem al mishchav, that which is mentioned al mishchavchem sheshach b'cha. And then v'doim v'sela, and then be silent, go to sleep. So al mishchavchem b'shach b'cha krishma, and then sleep. Amar of Nachman, im Talmud Chacham u ein tzarf. If it's a Talmud Chacham, a person of a Talmud Chacham, he's constantly learning Torah, Torah is always on his lips, then he doesn't have to recite Krishma Alamita. And as Mefarshim speak out, it's talking about a Talmud Chacham that existed in those days. We don't have this level, this darga of a Talmud Chacham today. Avri said, if it's that level of a Talmud Chacham, it's not required. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, nevertheless, even a Talmud Chacham, one pasuk of Rachmim, he's still required to say Kigayim. For example, what's an example of this pasuk of Rachmim? Kigayim biyadcha afkir ruchi padis oisi Hashem kel emes. I place myself in your hands, I entrust myself to your hands, Hashem, and for your safekeeping. Amr Blaim Yibar Cham, Amr Shimon ben Lakish, La Oilam Yargiz, Adam Yetzer Toiv, Al Yetzer Har. So we brought this Pasuk, or Krishma Alamita Rigzaval Techto, so he darshened it in a different context, that a person should make a milchama, he should do battle, his Yetzer Toiv, he should agitate it against his Yetzer Har. Shinema Rigzu, if you do a milchama, if it's Rigzu, Val Techto, and then you don't come to a chet. Im natzcha mutav, if he's victorious, fine. Ve'im lav, but if he's not able to just have the Yetzer Tov overpower the Yetzer Hara on its own, he needs some assistance. Im lav, yasek b'tayr, then he should be yasek and tayr. Shenemro imu bilvavchem. Imru bilvavchem. So you learn tayr. Ve'im natzcha mutav, if his, of course, he has to learn Torah regardless, but if this additional effort to learn Torah enables him to overcome his Yetzer Hara, fine. But im lav, if not, yikar krishma, he should recite krishma, shenemar al mishkavcha. Vim notzcha mutav, and if he's victorious, it's fine. Vim lav, yizkar lo yamisa, he should keep in mind, he should remember the yamisa, that everything in this world, he may have temptations, the Yetzer Hara is trying to incite him, but everything in this Olam Haza, in this world, is temporary, and he should remind himself of Yom HaMisa, Shenemar V'doimu Sela, be silent, the ultimate silence is Yom HaMisa. Another memra that's mentioned, my dichsi ve'etna lecha es luchasev. So it's different context, but it's another memra that was mentioned by these Amayroim. What is it mentioned in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, by Nesinas HaTorah, that Rabbi Shalom gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu to give to Kalal Yisrael, and it specifies different, seemingly different components. Vet nuchas luchay sa even v'hatoyra v'hamitzah asher kasafti l'hayrois. So what are these different levels, these different components of the Torah that was given? Luchais, when it says luchais ela seres adibris, that's a reference to the seres adibris. Torah zimikra, that's Torah shel Ksav, that's mikra. V'hamitzah zu mishnah, that's a reference to mishnah. Asher kasafti elu neviim uksuvim. So mikra refers to the chumash. Asher kasafti is neviim uksuvim. To teach them to be able to paskin. You can't paskin only from Torah Shebaksav. You can't paskin only from Mishnah. In order to come to the day halacha, you have to have the Tameh HaMitzvahs and the reasoning on the basis of it. Zugimor Melamed, this pasuk teaches you, Shukulam Nitnu L'Moshe Misinai. All the components of Torah, Torah Shebaksav, Torah Shebaal Peh, it's all given to Moshe Rabbeinu from Sinai. This is all Torah Misinai. Coming back to Krishna Alamita, Amar of Yitzchak Kolakara Krishma Alamitosa, if someone recites Krishma Alamita, Kihilu Oiches Kerev Shel Shtei Piyas, it's like he's holding a double-edged sword. Sleep time, night time is a time of Sakona, a time of Mazikin. If he recites Krishma Alamita, it's like he has a double-edged sword to protect against the Mazikin. Shenema Remois Kel Bigrainam Vecherav Pivyais, so it has a double lotion, it doesn't say P, it says Pivyais, it's a double lotion, Pivyais Biyadim, a double edged sword. How do we know we're talking about Krishna? My Mashma, Amar Marzruta Vitimar Ravashimi Resha Dinyana, we can learn it out from the beginning of the Pasuk. So it says, they'll rejoice on their mishkevaisim, on their beds at the time of going to sleep. And afterward, it says, so that teaches you that at the time of their mishkavam, when they mishkevaisim, when they go to bed, they're holding a double-edged sword if they recite Krishna Alamita. If someone recites Krishna Alamita, Mezikim B'deilam Amiro, the Mezikim, they depart, they leave him alone. Shenemar V'nei Reshev Yagvi Uf V'ein Uf Ela Tair. So Uf is a reference to Tair. Shenemar Hasoi V'einechaboy V'einenim. So it's a reference to Tair. With the blink of an eye, it's forgotten. The Tair has to be on your mind constantly. Tommy, it has to be constantly in your mind. So the Bnei Reshef, who are Mazikin, they will fly away, they'll depart, they'll, on account of the other Tyre. Shenem are Mazay Rav, Vilchume Reshef, Veketa Meriri. So the Pasuk says Mazay Rav, which is hunger, Vilchume Reshef, and after it says Keta Meriri. Meriri is the shade, the afternoon shade. So it says next to that, Vilchume Reshef means therefore, it's also a reference to shade. Amar Rav Shim ben Lakish, he darshans this Pasuk in a slightly different manner. It says, Kol ha'isik b'tayra, he was Isaac b'tayra, Yisurin b'tayla memeno. Not Mazikin, but Yisurin. That suffering will depart. He won't have the Yisurin. Shenemar v'nei reshev yabiyu vein of elator, like we said, shenemar asoy v'nei v'alvoy v'einen vein reshev. Now here he departs slightly. Before we darshan that reshev means mazikin, here he darshans ein reshev ela yisurin. It's a reference to suffering. Shenemar mezei rov ulchumei reshev. So here he makes the connection not with the chumei reshev and keta meriri, which is a shame, but rather the first part of the pasuk that ulchumei reshev mezei rov, hunger, starvation, which are yisurin. So therefore, he therefore interprets l'chumei reshef to as a reference to yisurin, and with these yisurin yagbi'uv. If he learns Torah, he'll be protected from these yisurin. Amar l'Rav Yochanan, this that if he's oisek b'Torah, he'll be protected and safe from yisurin. That's the davar pasha. What are you teaching me over here? Oh, this afilu tinoika shel beis rabban yonais. Even the children of cheder know this. This is the davar pasha. Shenemar vayemrim shamo tishim lakol hashem lakecha vayasher beinav tasa la'azanta l'mitzvaisa v'shamata kol chukam kol ha'machal asher esavtem Yisrael vayasim alecha ki ani hashem reishvecha. It's enough in a pasha. It's a davar pasha. Every child knows that. That if you listen to the mitzvahs, that Hashem will protect you. He won't bring the Yisur and the Machlos of Mitzrayim, and He is our healer. Ella, what's the drosha? What's the chiddush? Ella kol she'ef sheloy lasik b'toyer ve'enoyis. Avad, if he's Isaac b'toyer, will protect him. But here it's teaching you something else. If he's not Isaac b'toyer, if he could be Isaac, and he's not Isaac b'toyer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Elav Yisur Macharam v'oichan Isaac. It brings on terrible Yisurim that afflict him. If he doesn't, if he could learn Torah, and he doesn't. Shenema ne'alam te'dumiach she'esim itay, or che'evi ne'ekar, and he has these ne'ekar, che'evi, these sufferings, which are ne'ekar, which are terrible sufferings, and he's, because he was dumiach she'esim itay, ve'ein toiv, and he was silent from toiv. And what is toiv? Ein toiv elu toiv. Shenema ki'lekach toiv nosati lachem teiras yalta zoivu. So if he's silent from the Torah when he could be, then he has the yisurim that are mechorim v'oichem aisi. Amar v'zei rabbi teimer rabbi chanin nabar papa borei shaloi ki midas ha-kodesh baruch hu midas basar v'adam. Look how different the midah, the attributes of Hashem, how different it is than humans. Midas basar v'adam, adam meicher chevetz l'chaveiro. If a person, because he's forced, because of financial difficulties, if he has to sell a precious item, then meicher atziv l'keach sameach. The seller is sad. The purchaser is happy. The seller is sad that he's forced to give up this precious item. The buyer is happy. He's now in possession of this item. Aval kodesh baruch hu einu kein nasalem torah liyisrael v'sama. Hashem's not like that. He gave us the most precious in the world. He gave us the Torah, and he's happy about it. Shenemar ki lekach toiv nasati lachem toiros el tazoivu. I gave you this precious Torah. Don't leave it. Hold on to it. So he wants us to keep it. He wants us to have it. So different than a seller, a human who reluctantly sells the item and departs with it, he'd much rather have it for himself. And the question arises, what do you mean Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah? Does that mean that he doesn't have the Torah? Hashem has everything. He gave us the Torah to learn, but it's a Torah Hashem. It's not like a seller who sells a precious item and now he doesn't have it anymore. Perhaps the pshat is that in a certain manner, it now belongs to Basar Vadam. How is that? Because now the Psak Halacha, the Torah, is given to us. And the Psak Halacha, if Bezdin, if Sanhedrin, comes to a maskona l'halacha through the Yud Gimel Midos, that's binding, that's keveya. Nitzchuni bonai. Rukadosh Baruch Hu says, if they now, the Torah is given to us, if we follow the Messiah, we learn the Torah, and we go with the Yud Gimel Midos, and there's a Sanhedrin, and they paskin, that's psak halacha, that's binding. We're talking, we dashen this pasuk l'gabi yisurim. We dashed in this pasuk of Gabi Yisurin. Now we're discussing a little bit about Yisurin. So if a person, Rachman al-Islam, sees that suffering is coming upon him, he should have introspection, examine his deeds to see what is the reason that he's having these Yisurin. Shenema, anach said Rachenu, benach kaira. We have to be chayker, benashuva ad Hashem. Also, so he examined, and he couldn't find a particular reason, a particular chet, why this oinus should come upon him. Yitl v'bitl Torah. He should be Torah. He should attribute it to his bitl Torah. Shenemar asher gevur asher teres enoko amitarascha t'lamden. So asher gevur asher teres enoko amitarascha t'lamden. It's because he's not learning the Torah. I mean, Tarosla Talamdeno, and if he learns the Torah, then he won't have those discern. a question arises, if Bittul Torah is one of the greatest of errors, one of the most terrible of errors, so what do you mean he was pishbesh v'loy matza? He examined his deeds, he couldn't find anything, so he's titled with Bittul Torah. Shouldn't be that the first thing that he has to examine to see if he has the avera of Bittul Torah? Chaim V'Lozhner explains that when we say he should examine his Meisim to see what he can attribute these Yisurin to. The Midah of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Midah Keneged Midah. So if a person did an Avera with a particular limb, particular Aver, he did something with his hands, with his fingers, he did an Avera, he did an Avera with his eyes, with his mouth, the Einesh, the punishment, the Yisurin, will be corresponding to that Aver. If he did something with his mouth, it will be a punishment with his lips, and the Chul with his eyes, with his eyes. So if he had a particular punishment on a particular part of his body, and now he cannot find an Avera that corresponds to that Aver, to that limb, to attribute this punishment, these Yisurin, to that Avera, then Yitl b'Bittul Torah, because Bittul Torah encompasses the whole person, and the Yisurin can be affected by any part of the body. As opposed to other Averas, if he did an Avera with his hand, for instance, the punishment will be Mida Keneged Mida with his hand. But Keshmer Shulay Matzah, anything that he did in particular Avera with his hand, Yitl of a Bittul Torah, because that can affect any part of the body. Vim Tal of Aloy Matzah. And if he now examined that, he couldn't see any particular Avera, and he couldn't be Tal on Bittul Torah, he was learning as much as always, and more than always, and he couldn't be Tal on Bittul Torah, then the Yadush Yisurim Shel Avahim. Then he knows that there's something called Yisurim Shel Ava, punishment that comes not as a result of a particular Avera. Normally, punishment comes to be mechaper for an Avera, to achieve atonement, forgiveness for an Avera. But there's a concept of Yisurim Shel Ava, where a person didn't do a particular Avera, he didn't do anything wrong. But Hashem brings suffering in order to give him a greater schus, a greater reward in Olam Haba. He didn't do anything wrong, and it's not coming for a kapara. It's coming to be able to bestow upon him a greater level of reward in Olam Haba. The one that Hashem loves, he'll rebuke. What does that mean? He loves him so much that he wants him to be able to have greater reward. And through these Yisurim, the person, through withstanding these Yisurim, will become a greater person and have a greater reward in Olam Haba. The one that Hashem loves, medaka b'yisurim, he afflicts him with yisurim. The one that Hashem has love, he afflicts with sickness. You might think even the person doesn't accept it willingly. So it compares it to an ashem, a korban. Ma ashem ledas, a korban has to be brought willingly. Af yisurim ledas, these yisurim shel ahava have to be accepted willingly. Im kibble ma'aschar, if a person does accept it, what's his reward? Yerazera yarach yamin, he'll have offspring and children, a long life. Eloy oidel shel talmud miskan biyoda, he won't forget his learning. His learning will be now in his hand. He'll have it, retain it. Shenema v'chefetz Hashem biyoda yitzlok. How can we determine if something is Yisurin Shel Ahava? Kol Shein Ben Bittul Torah. If, in spite of the Yisurin, it does not require him to stop his learning, even though he has his suffering, but it doesn't cause him to have Bittul Torah. Shenema Asher Gevra Asher Te'asurin Akam Torosha Talam Den. Then in spite of the Yisurin, he's still able to learn the Torah. That's one opinion of how do we define, how do we know if it's Yisurin Shel Ahava. V'chad Amar, another one says, Eilim Yisrun Shel Ahava, what is Yisrun Shel Ahava? Kol Shem Bittul Tefillah. If it doesn't involve Bittul Tefillah, he's still able to continue with his davening in spite of the Yisrun. Shen Nemar, Boruch HaLakim, Ashele Hisir Tefilosi, V'chazda Mi'iti. So his Lo Hisir Tefilosi, the tefillah was not removed. He was still able to continue his davening. Amar L'Rabbi Ava B'Rei D'Rav Chia Bar Ava, Hachi Amar Rav Chia Bar Ava, Amar Rav Yechanan. He says, no. Different opinion. He says, Eilu ve'eil Yisrin Shalavei. Whether there's Bittul Torah, Bittul Tefillah, it still could be Yisrin Shalavei. Shenemar kies Hashem Yev Hashem Yechia. The one that Hashem, after the Pasuk mentioned by the Torah and the Tefillah, these psukim that we just brought down, that, but it still says, after that, it says, kies Hashem Yev Hashem Yechia. In spite of that, the one that Hashem loves, he'll rebuke. So it could involve Bittul Tefillah and Bittul Torah. Elamat Hamulem Tarasu Talamdeinu. Al Tikra Talamdeinu Talamdeinu. Not that he's still able to learn, but Talamdeinu teach us, meaning we learn out from the Torah, this concept of Yisurin and the ramification of it. Dover Zemit Tarasu Talamdeinu Kalachim Rishen Va'ayin. We learn out a kal v'chaim r'sher n'ayin on the impact of Yisur. Ma shein v'ayin shem echamei v'orah shel onam evi yoytze bem l'cheros. A master who owns an evi kanani, if he knocks out one of his limbs or one of his organs, this slave goes free. Yisurin shem emarakin kol gufa shel onam. Yisurin which caused the whole body to suffer. Al achas kama v'kama. So certainly that sets the person free, it cleanses him, and elevates him, and gives him greater reward. V'hainu the Roshim bin Lakish, Tamar Roshim bin Lakish, Nemar Bris b'melech, it says, the Bris by salt, the Nemar Bris be served by suffering. Nemar Bris b'melech, Chasiv, Lois Hashir's melech, Bris. So by the Korbonos, we have to bring the salt, and that's considered a Bris, a covenant between us and Hashem. V'nemar Bris be served, Dechsiv, Eilu Divra Bris. It says by Yisurin, by after the klolos that were mentioned in Mishnah Torah, the klolos which is Yisurin. Ma bris hamur b'melech melech mematekes as a basar, to salt the meat, it draws out the blood, it makes the meat edible, it sweetens the meat to eat. Af bris hamur b'Yisurin Yisurin memarkim kol avenes shel onam. So the Yisurin also, it's a bris. It's memarkim, it cleanses the person, it elevates him, and enables him to have greater reward.